Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, June 20th, 2016, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. I hope everyone had a happy and prosperous Father's Day weekend. I know I cherish the time I had with my dad. But to begin tonight's call, I want to recognize a few associates on our team. First, tied for fifth place in overall production in the company last week was Kenneth Bonniewell and Jamie Sheets from Driftwood, Texas. Great job. Congratulations to you guys. And then also several of our More Success Team associates were notified this week that at the Oklahoma Convention, Oklahoma in OKC, next month they will receive some very special recognition. And so I want to go over a few of those names really quick. For Large Volume Organization, Team Wealth Creation Award will go to Linda Bowden and Alex Gardner from Phoenix, Arizona. The Top 10 Business Builders Award will go to Manley and Barbara Wilson from Kyle, Texas, and Jeremy and Stephanie Moore from Ada, Oklahoma. Also, Jeremy and Stephanie will be receiving one other award. And for the Top 10 Small Business Small Volume Award, Henry and Casey Falcone from San Marcos, Texas, and Mac and Anna Aguibar from Williston, North Dakota, all from the team will be getting those awards. And for the Top 10 Production Growth Award for the Team Small Volume, none other than Martha and Wesley Voss from the state of Texas. So congratulations, guys, on a job well done. Look forward to seeing you cross the stage and be honored at the Oklahoma Convention. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to go to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he's an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum Council member, a $500,000 ring earner, the Executive Vice President of Legal Shield, and the leader of our More Success Team, and that is my dad, Mr. Ken Moore.
Hey, thank you, Randy. What a great night. We're so proud of the team. They're doing such a wonderful thing. They're just out there serving God, taking care of their family, and helping people. Got to help people, and we can do it with Legal Shield. You know, Randy, this next speaker, I admire greatly. There's more than one reason, but one of the top reasons is he and his wife are both prior military people, and, you know, we don't honor the military people enough today. So we need to do that. And I guess I should stop myself right now because I meant to honor Dave Savola first. Folks, you know, the great Dave Savola passed away, so we want to remember his family in prayer. And then we had Mr. Chuck Battles on the team, lost his grandfather this week, and Mr. Jimmy Parrish Friday had an operation of his own and is taking his wife down to MD Anderson to the Cancer Center this week. So we remember all that in prayer. And back to this gentleman. You know, our freedom that we have today is challenged. When we have people like this next speaker and his wife that have went out there and put their lives on the line, of course, Randy was a Marine, I was military, Jeremy was military, it kind of touches my heart because these people are laying their life on the line and some of them give their life on the line just for you and my freedom. I want to honor them for that and all the other military people on tonight and law enforcement people I want to honor tonight. Before what they do now, they were former business owners. They're both military. And of course, we're just going to be talking about their husband tonight. But they've had the grace of God, hard work, and a great team that reached the $250,000 achievement awards and just many, many other accolades. I couldn't name them enough. But the most of all, I know the kind of people they are. They know the kind of dedication they have. And I know they're the kind of leaders that's going to help us take this company to absolutely another level. It's my honor and my privilege to introduce my friend, Eddie Peters.
Good evening, sir. Well, thank you so very, very much for the kind words. Can you hear me okay?
Hear you loud and clear, Eddie. It's all your show.
You bet, sir. I'll go right ahead and be very brief. And I must, like you, sir, just pause. I've been praying so much, and I know as all of you all have also as well, for Bev and all of the Savola family. You know, I was already missing, like so many of you, I already was missing David at all of our many trips and seeing and hearing him. But at the same time, I realized I better hurry up and get focused while still remembering him, because if he was close enough, he'd probably slap me and you and everybody else upside the head and ask us in his own way, why aren't we getting back to work? Right, that's the Dave that I know, and I know you all know the same. And so we just want to continue to remember them in our prayers and all of the others that, in our Legal Shield family that you have already mentioned, even in reference to this call, sir. So let's just keep our entire family Legal Shield in our prayers, because we certainly all need them more now than ever. And with that, sir, I just want to go right ahead and share. I was asked to talk about building a big organization, building a big team. And, you know, what was so really, really cool about this, I decided for the first time, I don't know why, I've always had my own definition of recruiting, so forth and what have you, but I decided to look it up. I don't know how many of you all have ever done this before, but the reason I wanted to do it, I was just curious, but I also know that there are still an awful lot of persons in Legal Shield. And, of course, I like to always speak first to those who are maybe the newest members of our Legal Shield team. I like to say the most important people on the phone, if you will, respectfully, that are coming on board because of the future of Legal Shield being so very bright and so very, very strong. And yet sometimes we're still just simply intimidated by the word recruit or the action of recruiting. And we shouldn't be. Any of us who have ever had a job, and I would dare say that's all of us on this line also as well, well, we were recruited, right? It just was in a different way. Some of us may have read an ad. Someone may have heard from a friend, hey, they're hiring over at such and such. You may have walked in and seen it at the counter. Whatever it was, the bottom line is you were recruited. It's just that you walked up to them. Well, for the most part, Legal Shield isn't there yet, but I would absolutely tell you there are more and more stories by the hundreds and thousands of persons who are very close to doing the same thing and just basically looking for, and you can tell this by the numbers of home-based businesses and so forth, and even especially in network marketing and direct sales, is going through the roof. So that tells me that people are interested. But let me tell you about recruiting, so that we can get away any intimidation of the word and so forth. I saw two definitions, and I absolutely had to put these down. The first one was to form an army or other force by enlisting new people. Now, think about that for just a second. Form an army or other force by enlisting new people. Why is that so important and impactful? Well, don't we need a bigger army? Ladies and gentlemen, in the words of one of the famous movies out there, don't we need a bigger boat? Well, you better believe we do. Don't we need bigger rooms to be able to share this information at our weekly briefings? Absolutely. Of course we do, because we need to have a bigger army to help share this information. See, no matter how much you know and how many people you know and whatever your skill set, no matter how good it may be compared to the next person, you can't talk to everybody yourself. And so we might as well just wrap our arms around that. I know this seems to be like, okay, well, tell me something else, Captain Obvious. But the bottom line is sometimes by our activity or lack thereof, we act like we can talk to everybody else because we're not talking to enough people ourselves to be able to have more people doing something as opposed to a few people trying to do everything. That's number one. But here's the second one, and this was the one that really got with me. And I know for some reason the senior Mr. Moore, he's going to relate to this first, I believe, than anyone else. And this one is recruiting. This is the one I love. It said, enroll someone as a member or worker in an organization or as supporter of a cause. Now, I got to take a pause on that one for a second, ladies and gentlemen, because where does that take us right back to? Did not Mr. Stonecipher stand on stage and one of his most riveting speeches, as they all were? But this one gave me goosebumps when I read this because it took me right back to when he was on stage and told us about the cause. The cause of what it is we're here for and the vehicle that we have being Legal Shield to be able to take people to higher heights, whole families, and include legacies. And so I just wanted to pass that on to you and start it right off that way. So now that we got the intimidation out of the way in reference to recruiting and sharing this information, because now we got it black and white right out of the book, you pick a definition or hold on to both of them, but you hold on to that. Well, the first thing that we need to do, and again, this is as basic as it gets, but I believe some of us need to be reminded, and that is to get up, get dressed, and get out. Listen, you'd be surprised how many opportunities we are missing on building a larger organization when there are people already out there looking for what we have. It's just that they don't wear signs. But you know what we don't do? They don't wear signs, and we don't get up early enough. Dressed in our right mind. See, when we're talking business casual is not just your attire, it's your attitude. So when you get up to get dressed and get out, you're going out with an attitude, with a posture of, listen, I have a cure for financial cancer. How dare I not go out and talk to as many persons as I can using the system to be able to simply expose this information to folks? Now, when we do that, we do want to make sure that we're saying less to more people because there is, of course, a system in place. And so everything should still be third party. We don't want to get so overly excited that we're getting excited over excitement. And that's important to remember. A lot of times when we go out to visit with folks, ladies and gentlemen, we're just kind of going about the exposure the wrong way when we're trying to bring people on board to what we're doing. And so we pretty much just kind of turn them off. Yes, they like the excitement. Yes, they love the enthusiasm and want to be around someone that way. But we still must corral it and be able to say less than more people. Let me show you how we do that. Well, one of the first things that you can do when we talk about the system of third party, well, ladies and gentlemen, when you have access, and this is so very important, when you have access to someone like the senior, Mr. Moore, Mr. Ken Moore, a living legend, I like to say the walking Hall of Famers, the walking Hall of Famers, ladies and gentlemen, that are amongst us and accessible. It's one thing to be a walking Hall of Famer no matter what it is you do, not just Legal Shield, but how accessible are you to all of the regular folk, to include the brand new associate that wants to get started, but they want to get started right so they can launch their business. Well, when you're talking about Platinum Council and you're talking about Millionaire Club, as in Millionaire Earner, okay, those that went, that Millionaire Earners come before the Millionaire Club. How impressive is that? When you're talking about this type of a gentleman who has set a culture forward and is still as accessible as he is, and then when you're talking about generational wealth that has been created, this is extremely important to be accessible and still so relatable to these individuals. I looked up and heard and talked about and saw leadership the other day, and I was looking at that, and it said leaders need to be far ahead enough to motivate but close enough to relate. Far enough ahead to motivate, yet close enough to everyone to still relate. And I don't listen, the Moore Success Team headed by Mr. Moore is the epitome. They must have had their picture printed right there, certainly Mr. Moore there. But how accessible are all? I could say Mr. Moore, and then I could say Mr. Moore again, and then I could say Mr. Moore again. See, because Randy and Jeremy, just the same. To include Mrs. Moore, and Mrs. Moore, the same way. You see it every time you get around them. There is a magic that's there. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's worth saying that to make sure that we know that we are not only out in the field and sharing the information, but we're sharing it the right way. And that means being able to quickly get it into the hands of our third-party experts now and three-way calls. Now, a lot of you, maybe your eyes might be rolling in the back of your head. Don't worry, I won't be long. But I believe the basic fundamentals are everything. And there's a reason why Legal Shield, as far as three-way calls, is probably one of the most effective yet underutilized tools that we have within Legal Shield is a simple three-way call. Why? Because everyone can do it. And those are the magic words you want to hear within your team. See, everyone has to have a common denominator. There has to be commonality where everyone can say, I can do that. They may not be as eloquent as Jeremy Moore on stage and have, of course, all of this command of the information and how to deliver it in such a smooth fashion and so forth, may not be able to do that. And therefore, if they see only that, your prospective associate is looking at that, even if they've already signed up, but guess what they're saying in their mind? I can't do that. I don't know what he knows. I don't know how long it took him to do that. And by the way, the last thing I want to do is be up on stage somewhere. I can't do that. But on the other hand, if they are shown the system that the Moore Success Team so very successfully shows others in terms of hurry up and get someone on a third-party call so that everything throughout Legal Shield Baseball is third-party exposure and multiple exposures to be able to get them to come around the bases and come home as a home run. That's how we score the runs, right? And the more people we put on the bases in order, the more that we can score the run. Is that correct? So when they look at that and Mr. Moore shares with them how he got on a three-way call or he was the third-party expert, now when that person has those same doubts and says, well, listen, I just don't know if I can do this, Susie, like you can. And Susie now can very, very confidently say, well, wait a minute, let's go over what I did. I let you see some information. I put you on the phone with Mr. Moore. And by the way, he was the one that invited you to come on out to lunch, and you came on, and here we are on board now. So did it really seem like I was working for him or he was working for me? Well, now the prospect can say, well, it was more like, you know, that he was working for you. Great. How soon can we go to work for you the same way? Now that person looks up and says, I can do that. Again, there's the magic words right there, and this is some of the most basic fundamental things that we need to be able to do. Why? Because it's duplicatable. Everyone needs to be able to say that they can do it. Here's another one of those tips that seems to go by the wayside a lot within our conversation, if you will, especially when someone says initially because they don't know what they don't know. Well, basically they say initially, oh, you know what, I don't think I'm interested. I've tried a few things like this before, and I just don't think I'm interested. One of the very first things that we need to be able to say is, you know what, I totally understand, and I apologize. Maybe I didn't share this information opportunity with you confidently enough or to give you enough info, but who do you know that does keep their income options open and would be open to at least getting, just simply getting more information so that even if they say no, let's make them an informed no. Would you agree? Who do you know? Just say that a lot. Include that much more in your vocabulary today. A lot of times people will hear that they're not interested. They'll hear, well, I don't think I'm interested at this time. And that's pretty much it, right? We turn and walk away. And it's not that they're not interested at the – it's just that they're not interested right now. So we got to remember these are some of the things that will allow us to bring that person on board still. We don't know what season they're in at the moment, right? They may be going through winter while you're going through spring. We just don't know at the moment. But if they can at least – see the value by getting in front of the information with the synergy of others that are also in the room as well, as opposed to necessarily one-on-one or, again, with that third-party expert in the front of the room doing the vast majority of the work, we realize a couple of things. One, we just have to be really, really good at being professional inviters. I don't care what level you're at. It really doesn't matter. We just have to be the best professional inviters we possibly can. Legal Shield and its representative at the time that we've edified properly will do the rest. And what is edification? Bringing me to that point also as well as I get ready to wrap up. Well, ladies and gentlemen, edification is simply the art of talking well and speaking well of others. It's no different than anything I just said. Edification is simply the art of speaking well of others. When you can do that and you have it in your heart, it's sincere. It's, in fact, where you are, why you are where you are at the moment. It's because you have been able to edify and work with the very persons who you're working with, and they turn around and edify you also as well. When that can be the case, well, ladies and gentlemen, once again, it becomes that much more comfortable of a situation for someone who has gone through the system, and now they feel like they know someone. Certainly they were expecting them before they even get there. They now can just simply reach out their hand because there's been a connection. It was made. There was the third-party phone call, and now the connection is a firm handshake. And I don't care how technologically we are advanced, because I'm still being pulled, kicking and screaming into this world. I'm just that least technologically advanced guy you ever want to meet. But, ladies and gentlemen, I can still reach out my hand and just simply shake somebody's hand. You know, that's sometimes also – is the part of not building or can help to build a large organization. I'll tell you very quickly the story of a little gentleman that I met. His name was Jeremy, as a matter of fact. Little guy. And I was out in Lubbock, Texas, and if I told this story before, then hopefully there's just one person on here that wasn't on the call that time, so bear with me. Very brief story. It just goes right to the point that I'm making about us being intimidated about talking to people and what have you, having to have training on how to shake someone's hand. It's amazing to me, especially for things we're excited about and believe in. Well, anyway, I was up in Lubbock, Texas, and I was heading into the Best Western, and I could see out of, as going through the glass double doors, and they're kind of heavy doors, and I see this little tight little guy come in, and he's kind of excited to be able to go and try to reach up to that door, as kids are, and try to open it themselves, right, because they want to be big boys, right? And he's reaching. He can barely reach up there, so I just came on back in the vestibule area and pushed the door open and then opened the second one as his parents came a few feet behind him. And he came over to me. I go back to the front desk, and he just tugged on my shirt and on my pants leg, and I looked down. He said, hi. I looked at him. I said, hi, how are you? He said, I'm fine. He said, my name is Jeremy. What's yours? I said, my name is Eddie. He said, well, now we're not strangers anymore. And I just thought, wow, from the mouths of babes, ladies and gentlemen, I can't make this up. We as adults, I don't care how big or strong we might be, sometimes when it comes to sitting down and just reaching our hand out and speaking to someone, we get just as scared as a little mouse. But from the mouths of babes, little Jeremy, That's my little Jeremy story. That's exactly what it is that he did, and it was training for me to remind me how simple it is actually to be able to do that. But at the same time, like anything else that's easy to do, it's also easy not to do. So keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen. These are just some of the most simple of basic. I know they sometimes for some of you seem to be rudimentary, but you know what? You have to remember, this training has to go beyond you. As a matter of fact, for me, it's reminding. It's not just training. It's reminding. Okay, I leave the training to people like Mr. Moore and to my wife, Melissa. Those are trainers. I'm a reminder. That way, if you didn't get anything out of it, that's also my disclaimer, okay? But the bottom line is, when it comes right down to it, remember, it's not necessarily just for you. It's for the person that's coming behind you and to remind you of the system already in place to do what it is. We don't need to be intimidated by reaching out and shaking someone's hand, because recruiting, remember, to enroll someone in an organization or a worker for a cause, to help build a bigger army. That's what we're doing. We need it now more than ever before. We have more and more products that are coming on board that are absolutely sweeping the competition away, absolutely sweeping the competition away. And I'm here to tell you that sometimes what we think is the competition as the enemy, sometimes it's not them that's the enemy, it's the inner me. We're the ones that are not talking positively enough to our own selves so that we can go ahead and share this information and communicate it effectively. I'll never forget Mr. Rousseau said, how do you articulate value? I just thought that was a wonderful question. Every day that we go out in reference to Legal Shield, how do you articulate value? Very, very powerful. Now, I want to end with this because, again, Mr. Savolin and the family just certainly on my mind, just to show you how we don't have to worry about being intimidated. I'll never forget one of the very first times I came to conference. And, of course, Mrs. Savola was always so instrumental in having an event for us to be able to come together on the night before the conventions and all the trainings and what have you. You'd have a room for us, and many of you all know what I'm talking about. And everyone was invited, right? It was called Team Stone Cipher. That's the way he always looked at it. And anyone was invited, any and everyone. You were family. And I can remember the very first time I had the opportunity to meet from him. So from across the room, I saw him, and he was moving real fast, and he's shaking people's hands. And I said, Mr. Savola. And before he could even turn and actually make eye contact, he said, it's Dave. And he comes over, he realizes it's me. It's Dave. Okay? And you talk about putting me at ease along those lines like that. I'm in a room with millionaires, y'all, and he made me belong. He made me feel like I needed and belonged in that room. Well, that's only a part of the story. I fast forward to another time, still intimidated by Dave, okay? Even the more I knew him, I got more and more intimidated, but I couldn't wait to be around him any time that I could. And I remember we were somewhere, and I believe we kind of crowded into an elevator. Now, I had already seen him once before, and he was telling me about he was so very, very proud of a particular Rolex that he got. I want to say it was a classic, like about a 50s year or maybe early 60s. I think it was more in the 50s. It was a classic Rolex, a watch that he had received from his family, I believe from one of his sons. And he was just so proud of that. He had shown it off well. When I saw him again, I recognized that he had it on. And we got it unpiled in that elevator. Had to be six or seven of us in there. And I said, hey, Dave, because now I can call him Dave, right, because I can. I said, Dave, hey, listen, would you mind show us your Rolodex? So, yes, I meant to say Rolex. I'm still intimidated. I'm still scared. And I said Rolodex. He thought that was hilarious. He just belted out. He said, let me just show you my Rolodex here, y'all. And, of course, he puts it up and says, well, this is a modern one. You don't have to flip the files anymore. And all that. Everybody just had a big laugh about it. But, ladies and gentlemen, God rest his soul. Listen, I just am so very pumped and excited. And what a privilege and an honor it is to be on this call with my dear friends, Mr. Moore and Mrs. Moore. Once again, just like I'm telling you with Dave, just took me under their wing. I don't have to explain this to any of you all. You recognize this because it's family. But I just think it's worth mentioning just the type of leadership that we're in the room with. And I believe we all should be celebrated while we're here, and then even more so when we go to meet our maker. So I just wanted you all to know what a privilege and honor it is to be on this call with all of the Moore Success Team, Randy and Jeremy. And I listened to those who are mentors on this call. I heard Millie Baker. I heard Mr. Pinson. Many of you all, I don't want to try to name names, I'd get in trouble, but so many of you have been mentors to myself, whether you know it or not, from long distance or up close, because you are the your class personified, and it is a privilege to be able to work with you. And listen, let's get after it. We've got families to help. So God bless everyone. Stay healthy and happy, and let's take care of each other. Keep everyone in our prayers. And so I'll turn the call back to you.
Hey, you know, Eddie, what a wonderful, wonderful job. You're always so articulate. You always put it right down there. But you know, Eddie, my old grandfather had a saying, and it fits right in. But he said, son, there's no strangers in the world. There's friends waiting for you to shake their hand.
Absolutely.
You know, it's kind of corny, kind of old-fashioned, but I've always went by that. So I love to shake people's hand and say, hello, my name's Ken Moore, and what is yours? It's just a fun thing to do. So the little boy named Jeremy, good job. That's what I say, good job. Hey, what rank were you in? What branch of military were you in?
I was in the Air Force, AIM High.
AIM High. And what rank were you?
I got just before sergeant, sir. I only did 4 years, and I got in trouble for saying only a while back. Yeah, I really did in that sense and what have you. But that was back in the 80s, and Melissa and I debate all the time. She says she was there, Army, I was Air Force, she worked, and I didn't. So that's just
well, she may be right. Well, my point is, whatever rank you was, when you enlisted, they didn't just automatically give you that rank. You had to earn that rank, right?
You most certainly did, every step of the way.
They give you the opportunity to advance if you wanted to take advantage of it, right?
Absolutely.
I know when I got out, I was just an E7 up for E8, which is, you know, Master Sergeant. But they gave me the opportunity, but then I had to work my fool head off to get it. But
absolutely. And, you know, the other thing, too, when it came to using those weapons and so forth, it was a thing called learn knowledge and activity knowledge. That means you were back and forth in the classroom and in field, classroom and field. It never, ever stopped. You never got so much of an expert that you didn't have to go back and get a refresher on that. And I'm so glad you mentioned that, because we need to make sure we're pushing more of our field training and supporting all of our events. If you don't think a luncheon is an event to be trained and to take notes, you're missing the boat.
That's my point. Military or some other, it still applies to legal shield. If we're going to get, we have to work, we have to earn it, we have to train, we have to retrain. And the people that's most successful does whatever it takes. And you're a great guy. We just love you, Melissa. And I'm going to turn back to Randy now. But Eddie, thank you most of all for being my friend.
You're very, very welcome, sir. God bless you. And Randy and Jeremy, thank you all. God bless you all as well and your lovely wives.
Randy, it's all yours. Did that boy go to sleep on me? He muted himself out.
Oh, I'm sorry, I had myself. I was talking. I just had myself muted out. I apologize. Eddie, it was great seeing you and Melissa in Cancun on the Performance Club trip.
Oh, absolutely, sir. You bet.
Hey, have you got just 1 second? I had one of my gold executive directors just text me, said they had a quick question for you. Would that be okay?
Absolutely. I'm right here, sir.
All right, well, let's go out to Boise, Idaho, and to Gold Executive Director, Mr. Damian Schieber. Mr. Schieber, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right, Mr. Peters, awesome to hear from you tonight. Thank you so very much. I took the team out to see your wife in Portland this weekend, and looking forward to one of these days going up to Seattle and seeing you there, which I don't know when you and Mr. Hoisington are getting together on that, but I know you guys are, so. But, you know, she talked about when you guys first got started and how she was a little, she was reluctantly coachable. She didn't use those words, but based on her story, I would say she was reluctantly coachable. Maybe you could talk about, I was just wondering if you could talk for just a second about being coachable at the beginning of your career and how that translated, coachable and persistent, and how that translated into the massive success that you guys have had?
Well, absolutely, and it's a great question. I was just talking to one of my teammates about that today, as a matter of fact, and one of the things that one of my mentors that I had the fortune of running into very, very quickly when I was ready, and it's important that I say that because, you know, the mentor and or the teacher appears when the student is ready, and that's absolutely the case. It was certainly the case with me when I got plugged in and got involved. That's when my mentor showed up. And one of the things that he said was, are you coachable? And he asked the question, do I allow him to be my coach? Well, I had never been asked that before. It seemed to be pretty simple and pretty obvious and all of that kind of thing. And he said, absolutely, it's not. And so I need your permission to coach you, because there are some things I'm going to share with you that you won't understand, you haven't done before, no matter what you may be thinking. You'll see on here along as we go along, but trust me. And I gave him permission. What I realized as I went along, I didn't know it at the moment, sir, but what I realized as I went along was, when you are dealing with things that you don't necessarily understand or you're not used to, it can be a little bit frustrating when human nature kicks in and you want to just go ahead and do it your way. I'll give a quick example. Was, for example, I had never, like you all on the phone, I never needed anyone to help me invite someone somewhere to lunch. Right, but that's what the three-way call was. I'm like, well, why do I need to do? I can just say, John, can you come to lunch with me? I just don't understand. And that's when he was telling me things like, it might work for you, but what if it doesn't work for someone else? Because they just don't know any. What if they just got here because of the military? What if they just got here 6 months ago, don't know anybody? How are they now supposed to invite someone to lunch and they need directions to find the place, right? How good are they going to be at that? So when it came to the coaching side of the house, that had to be very quickly matched with consistent, persistent activity over time. Now, that was just my name for it. It just seemed to be natural to me, consistent, persistent activity over time, which was at the time Players Club, right? That's really what Players Club was, in order to be able to have the consistent income, to be able to have a foothold, to be able to build from, and to be able to show others how to do it, because now you know how to do it. How many people do I need to put in the pipeline so I can keep these consistent, persistent numbers and then help them to grow and show others how to do the same? So the quicker I accepted and embraced being coachable, of course, you know the other two, having that burning desire, and you also got to be willing to work, or you have a two-legged stool at any given time. And I recognized that very quickly, again, through the mentors. And, again, this is why it was so important to get to Oklahoma. And, by the way, anyone who's not registered on this line, let me just tell you, it's not just corny to hear that it goes from your head to your heart. It's not. And so these are one of the things your mentors and coaches are telling you need to be there for a reason. I'm not saying lose your job over it by any means. I'm just saying do everything you can short of that, because you need to take care of your family. But any and everything that you can do, that you put priority, like we are very good at putting things as priority, large or small, get yourself to Oklahoma, and you can thank your coach and your mentor later. But get yourself there. So anyway, sir, I hope that helps to answer the question. But when it came to being coachable and consistent, persistent activity over time, that's when the rubber met the road. And then I only then was I able to talk to Melissa, because she was reluctantly coachable. I will tell you, I don't know if she mentioned the story. Well, she used to like to be at the front desk, right? In other words, where everyone was signing in. And that's great to be, because you're the first person, you're the first face of Legal Shield that the prospective member or associate sees when they come in to sign in, and all that was great. But I couldn't get her to take the next step. And we'd be in Walmart. I mean, we would almost lose a whole weekend over this. We'd be in Walmart on a Saturday, and I'd say, see, there's someone. Go over there and say hi to them. No, you go. I guess the person that was down the aisle was like, what is wrong with them? But that's the kind of conversations we would have. We might lose a whole weekend over it. But what happened was, over time, she started seeing my example. It really isn't any more complicated than this. She saw me going ahead and doing it, regardless, despite whether she was going to do it or not. She saw that I was in. I was all in. And so one of these times at the front desk, I basically let her know. I said, hey, we don't have a speaker. And I knew by this time she could do the presentation in her sleep. She just had never done it before. I didn't know how right I really, really was. And so I kind of tricked her, if you will, into getting up in front of the room. And as they say, the rest is history. I realized right then and there she is a natural trainer. Some people are born to do what they do. And Melissa's one of those, and I couldn't believe how eloquently she shared the information, but more importantly, how it was received by those that were listening to her, and the rest is history. So anytime she goes into that story, now you know the rest of the story, and you can tell her I also said you're welcome to her.
Mr. Peter, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. God bless you. Thank you for your leadership.
All right. Thank you, Damian. Appreciate that. And Mr. Peters, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I want to thank you again for being our special guest speaker tonight. You and Melissa are both natural trainers. There's no doubt about it. Anytime our team can, you can get in front of our team, you're always welcome. and you've always been so gracious to help up, step up anytime we've asked. So, again, I want to thank you for being on the call tonight. Make sure and tell Melissa how much we appreciate her also.
I will, and we can't thank you all enough for showing us how to do this generationally, and I just love so much being able to say that and to get folks in front of you all as well. So God bless, and see you in Oklahoma.
All right, sir. Appreciate
Thanks, Eddie.
It.
Thank you.
Mr. Moore?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mark Brown will be our guest speaker next Monday night. Hadn't been on in a long time. He was former CEO of Prepaid, and he had a visit with me the other day. He's doing really great. He had some things he wanted to share and actually asked me if he could share them, and I said, absolutely. So Mr. Mark Brown will be the speaker next Monday night. Saying all that, it was a great call tonight. We thank you, Jeremy, Randy, myself, our wives. We thank you so much for being part, not just of a team, but being part of our family. Remember, God, family, Legal Shield, God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.